Adelaide in the headlines again. A local surgeon makes some chips, and a baby boomer finds himself out of his depth again.
Hey, I'm Effie Bateman, and this is your Daily Batuta for Thursday, the 6th of October.
And my name is Errol Park, and making news today for once, Adelaide is really selling itself today as a global city, despite referring to Barn Me as dog rolls.
Yes, Adelaide residents are still fuming over their recent dip in livability after dropping to 27th place in the Economist Intelligence Unit's 2022 Global Livability Index, which somehow ranked Melbourne as Australia's highest and joint 10th in the world.
Yes, the EIU index ranks 172 cities across the world based on the five categories of stability, healthcare, education, culture, and most importantly, the environment and infrastructure, if that matters. After a rocky pandemic, Adelaide experienced the third biggest ranking drop of any city.
However, while the city can boast some of the best Vietnamese food in the country, this emerging culinary scene has been let down by the lack of respect shown by the residents. Namely, the fact that everyone in Adelaide still refers to Barn Me as dog rolls.
Yeah, no, they're freaks down there in South Australia.
And up next with some local news, and a man uses tongs to individually turn over each chip on the baking pan like he's performing surgery.
Yes, a Batuta Heights man has shrugged off accusations that he takes making hot chips at home a bit too seriously, telling the Advocate that there is a method to his so-called madness. Because, one by one, Green Road electrician Casey Steele turns over his McCain's pub-style chips on the baking dish as per the instructions on the bag.
He says you don't need anything fancy, like an air fryer or your own deep fryer, to enjoy a quality chip at home.
Yes, all you need are McCain's pub-style hot chips. The Advocate was invited inside the man's home for a demonstration, something along the lines of a chip-style ready-steady-cook, as he put it.
See, I just like to shove my hands in the oven and then just shake the tray very vigorously. That usually does the trick.
Yeah, well, as long as you're wearing oven mitts, yes. I'd say that's probably probably okay too. And coming up last, as per usual, a boomer journalist passes out from blood rushing to penis after 21-year-old buys a home on her own. Wink, wink.
Yes, a Sydney Morning Herald journalist has this morning been rushed to hospital after his neighbour, Valerie Trickett, informed him that her 21-year-old granddaughter had just bought her own house without any help from the bank of mum and dad.
Gosh, she must be some sort of drug dealer or something. But barely containing the half-chub already forming in his chinos, Ian Hopkins, the 60-year-old journalist, was seen excitedly tapping away in his iPhone notes, only using his index finger, not stopping to think that the fact he even considered this newsworthy said everything it needed to say about the economy.
Yes, Valerie is quoted to have said, "Yep, she managed to scrape together a deposit all on her own. She's been working three jobs since she was 17 and doesn't leave the house."
See, it's as easy as that. Just move home.
Just move home,
just
work
move
a few
home.
Jobs, just don't live, have a social life.
Live with your mum and dad, you know, their yeah. stable marriage, it's all good and fine, you know, in a nice red brick house in the suburbs, it's all easy for everyone.
That's the secret.
And today's quote of the day comes from the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, or Albanese, depends which side of the political divide you are on. Speaking on Nova FM's Fitzroy and Whoop Whoop on Wednesday morning, Mr. Albanese was asked straight if he'd had any help in, you know, freshening up his face. I think the taller bloke with no hair, he asked the Prime Minister, "Have you had Botox and how many fillers have you had, Mr. Prime Minister?" And then the Prime Minister then suggested that anyone who thought he had time to get Botox and had his face filled with Christ knows what, he said, "Seriously, I think whoever wrote that article is having Botox in the wrong place," followed by solo explosive laughter from the Prime Minister.
Yeah, I'm excited for his BBL era, to be honest.
His BBL? What,
yeah.
The Big Bash League era?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, didn't pick Albo for a cricket fan. He doesn't look like he's got much in the hand-eye coordination department, but that remains to be seen. He has a long time ahead of him in office, so we'll leave it at that.
That's what's making news for today. See you later.
Au revoir.